Yo, what's going on? What's going on? This is your boy, Jay Will, your host of the Jay Will Podcast. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered a legal, health, tax advice, or professional advice of any kind. We are not responsible. Let me tell you that again, people. We are not responsible for any losses, damages, or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast. You can find the Jay Will Podcast homepage on rss.com. Under Jay Will Podcast. To donate to the podcast, you can do so by the donate feature on the podcast page, or you can do it via Cash App at $ Jay Will Podcast. Follow my music page on Facebook, James Williams Music. This podcast is brought to you by Jay Will Music Production LLC. For more information, hit me up at leewill@gmail.com or Jay Will Music Production LLC at gmail.com. This podcast is also sponsored to you by Charlie's Music Factory. For all of your music production needs, please contact Mr. Kiss Crane at Charlie's Music Factory at charliesmusicfactory@gmail.com. All right. If you haven't done so by now, go ahead and download the Live 365 app in your Play Store and look for Jay Will Gospel Radio, playing the best gospel hits on Jay Will Gospel Radio 24/7 worldwide. And if you have a music commission, please do so by sending me a mastered MP3 photo and a short bio to leewill@gmail.com. And make sure that your music is released. And we'll get you, we'll review it and see are you you can get on the air on Jay Will Gospel Radio. All right, ladies and gentlemen, homies and home skillets, boys and girls, cats and kittens, dogs and puppies. I have on the horn with me, oh my God, you're not going to believe this, Caleb Collins. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me.
Hey, man, God bless you, man. Mm-hmm. It's good to have you on. So, tell the people where you're from.
Man, I'm from Midwest City, Oklahoma, a small town here. Just not too far away from Oklahoma City, but Midwest City.
Mm-hmm. Man, so how long have you lived there?
I was born and raised, man. My family, three brothers, man. It's been a pretty good experience here, man. Midwest City's been it's a healthy place, really family-oriented town, military town as well. It's been really dope here, too, man. It's home. I feel like home.
Yeah. So, how long have you been in music?
Man, like really doing music, it's only been a year. Just put out my first record last year. So I guess just a year. Hasn't been that long, but been in love with it since, you know, little bitty boy, man. I mean, been wanting to do this since I was five, and now I'm like able to where I have the knowledge, and more so than that, like the passion, the will. To do this, man. To do this.
Mm-hmm. So, any other your family members in music?
Nah. I'm the first. So
really,
I'm out here looking crazy. Yeah, I'm out here looking crazy. but they supportive, man. I mean, my one thing my parents have done, they've always shown me like good quality music.
Yeah.
And, you know, Camo, Zap, Prince, of course, Mike Judd. All the old school cast, man. I mean, James Brown, all of that stuff. And everywhere from, and then all the way over to, you know, Marvin Sapp, Fred Hammond, Israel Houghton, all of that. So, I mean, they well-versed, but I'm the first, like, actual musician to really be doing this.
Wow. So, you know, usually you hear, like, you know, oh, my mom was a church pianist, or my dad played bass or drums or something like that, but you the first.
Yeah, my mom, she can sing a little bit, you know. She used to sing in church choir. She not as sharp as she was, but she can sing, but Pops is, nah, he's straight blue-collar working, man.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that, you know. That's where we find our stability from. Hey, to be honest with you, we need more blue-collar men in families and stop all these juvenile delinquents from being knuckleheads out here in these streets.
Man, I'm mad at that.
So I know we was talking earlier, you said your dad's like into motorcycles.
Yeah, he is. I would say, yes, he's always been down to tinker with him and build him. He's even sold a couple. But just because my mom's, you know, and Mimi and all of them, they own him heavy, like about not like getting on him and riding him and being on the streets and stuff. You know, it was scary whenever he would go down to Thunder Alley, which is like a racetrack down here in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Because he'd come back and he'd be nerding out and he'd be watching all the TV and stuff like that. But my family would always just be on him like, you know, don't go out there and start riding, man. Just stay tinkering with him. So he always has like a few in the garage, you know, that he's messing with, trying to build up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Me and my little brother right now, about to start working on him with him on his Kawasaki and stuff like that. But it's cool, man. Pops is a dope dude.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's good to hear, though. So now you're gonna be a singer, and you're gonna be a Harley. You're gonna work on Harleys. You know what I'm saying? Kawasaki. Oh, yeah.
Got to. Got to, man. Gotta get some more habits, man.
So tell me about your musical journey. How did you realize? And we're gonna get to your newest single in a minute.
Yeah. But
when did you realize, man? I think I got the chops to do this.
Like the chops to do it. It was like real early. My mom, she did a good job, like just like exposing me to different environments I could sing in. And it was, I guess I would say, like the first time was at Greater Bethel Baptist Church here in Oklahoma City. And they gave me a little solo part, and I went crazy, man. Yo, I went crazy. It was so much. It was like, yo, once I got to singing and I saw that I'd won the room, right? Won the room, and I felt the passion. I was like singing. It was unreal. It was just unreal. And since then, it was just like, yo, I really want to do this.
Yeah.
I got invited to sing like at my first at another church. I got invited to sing at another church, and this is like all like I'm like I gotta be like no older than like 7 years old, man. I got invited to sing at another church, and I couldn't get any words out. Just started bawling, started crying. But I mean, still being this like at all with music, you know what I'm saying? Just being all music. I didn't know what capacity, you know, what genre I wanted to dive into. Because yeah. I loved all kinds of music, man. I mean, like anything from all the old stuff, even like Frank Sinatra's type stuff, all the way up to, you know, Best I Ever Had and whatever Kirk Franklin was putting out. It was just, I was just like, wow, like, I know it could all go like this many ways. But when I started worship leading and stuff like that, I was like 19 years old when I like consistently started really doing it. Interning and getting mentorship and stuff like that. I was like, man, okay, cool. I want to do this for the Lord. I want to do this for Christ, man.
Yeah.
What I wanted to sound like, I was like, man, I'm just hearing all that, getting introduced to all of these new bands at the time. It was like Elevation, Bethel Music, Hillsong, and it was just, again, exposing me to, okay, there's not only gospel music, but there's CCM over here.
Yeah.
I'm keep on listening and keep on growing in the genre. And then I ran into Lecrae. I'm like, okay, cool. I can do it this way. Cool. And a few years ago, man, I'm just like, I really wanted to go out and sing in the streets. Like, I was just obsessed with watching, like, busking videos and stuff like that and seeing Cassius do it, like, just, like, real raw. And it was like a light bulb moment. I was like, man, how dope would that be if somebody was doing that, but with music that was edifying and pointing straight up to our God, man?
Yeah.
And there was this cat named Ryan Horton. He was already doing that. He was already in New York. I had the idea. I didn't know what it should look like, though. He's out there doing it. I'm like, cool, dope. So me and my wife, we start going out to the streets together. I'm out here singing, worshiping, ministering to the Lord, praying for folks as folks coming by. Again, like, at this time, I'm like, I'm just a straight-up worship leader at the church, you know what I'm saying? And just you know, doing the deal. Well, at the same time, I had songs written, but I didn't want to, like, get them produced until I was like, this is the lane I want to run down. Because I didn't want to sound like anybody. Not that there's anything wrong with how everybody else was doing it. I just wanted to be true to to the music that I grew up listening to. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So I ran into my best friend Zach, man. Like I was already like messing around with production stuff because I knew I wanted to produce. I not only do I want to write the music, do I want to sing the music? I want to be able to like make it too. I want to all my hands in the buckets. It's like a strong conviction that I had for the Lord from the start, you know. And so I ran into my boy Zach, and that's when it was like, okay, cool. I know what I wanted to sound like. And now I got somebody who can help me produce it as I play and all of that good stuff. And so I can put these puzzles together, man. So all of that led up to now I'm putting out records consistently. Now I know which way I'm running. Now it's like, cool, we moving.
So, you know, it's interesting that you wanted to have your hands in the pot. Because there was a distinct sound that God was tinkling your ears with and tinkling your heart, you know, tickling your heart with, and you wanted to produce that. And, you know, be original. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get it, because, you know, sometimes when we listen to other people all the time and we're inspired by other people, then we start to think that since it was successful for them to be this way or sound a certain way, that it's going to be successful for us to do the same thing. But that's not the anointing that God has placed on your life to do.
Facts, man, facts. And it's like, man, if I'm out here really sounding like how I would think about it is, if I'm out here sounding exactly like everybody else, maybe I'm not staying in the vine. I'm not listening closely enough to God. Man, maybe I don't trust all the music that I grew up listening to. Like, maybe, like, yo. So, I mean, in order, I just feel like, man, especially in order for it to, like, to hit the way it's supposed to, all the lyrics, the rhythms, everything to hit the way it's supposed to, it's got to sound like you. And for me, it sounds like all the music I grew up listening to, whether if it's pop stuff, whether it's soul stuff. Yeah, it's got to be true, man. It's got to be true.
Yeah, I mean, but I want to go back just a minute, because you and your wife was in the streets and you did it like this. So I assume you play guitar.
Yeah, I do.
So you out there with your guitar. And you how did you? So okay, so it's kind of hard for husbands to get wives to grind like that. You know where I'm going with this, right? It's kind of
go ahead. You gotta say it. Go ahead.
It's kind of hard for husbands to get wives to go out like that. You know, it's hot out there. It's sweating people out there. I don't know them people. You know what I'm saying? It's back, how were you able to pour into your wife enough for her to trust you? To know that God is leading you to do this, and not only, you know, have her blessing to go out there and do it, but she went with you, man. How did you pull that off?
Yo, my wife was actually, she was actually the one like who was really pushing me to like really do it. Oh, it's funny, you know, it's crazy because like when we had met, she knew I could sing and all of that stuff. She knew I could. She had saw me like worship leading and all of that stuff, and we had deep conversations for like how I feel about music. And I just started showing her songs that I had already written. And at this time I was serving at a local church. I still serve at a local church. And she would hear me writing. She would sit in the room and hear me processing music. And she's from Atlanta. So she grew up in a culture that was like music was so accessible. Like you could go to the studio, like it was so accessible to her. So it didn't make sense to her that I wasn't already doing it. And so she was like, yo, you need to be doing it. I don't know how you make it. I know I want to make it, but you know what I'm saying? So when I brought the idea a few years prior to us actually going out about going out in the streets and ministering and stuff, she clowned me a little bit at first. And then we both saw Ryan Horton, and she was like, yo, let's come on, like, come on. She came on, she bought me my first keyboard, and she was like, so long story short, she's always believed, like, in the music. She's always believed in the vision. She's always believed in the calling and the passion that God has put on my heart. And so whenever I was trying to figure out, yo, how are we going to get footage of this, though? Because this is really awesome. This is really dope. She was like, she was like, we can do it. We ain't got money to pay for a videographer. She's like, I'll do it. So we went out, and yo, another blessing came out the blue. Well, wow. I say that, but my pops, he had gotten the newest iPhone, and he didn't feel like figuring it out. And he was like, hey, come get this phone. So I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah. I got the newest phone. And she was like, cool, we just gonna go out and we gonna point the camera and we just gonna film it all. And she's been a stepper ever since, man. I mean, and over time, like, she's gotten so much better. Just like, she's a real videographer. She goes out, she films, I get all the footage back, and I go in and I edit, I do all the zooms and all that stuff. Everything from content that you see on Instagram, that's like 99% her. She's a stepper, man.
Wow.
She's beautiful.
Man, that's awesome, though, that the two of you have, you know, that in common, which keeps you closely working together.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long you've been married. I mean, I would think that you're probably in your 20s.
Yeah, I'm 20. I'll be 25 next month. We're coming up on year 4.
Okay, so, you know, y'all been married 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all are working ministry together.
Yeah.
I can't begin to tell you, you know, how awesome that is, bro.
Man.
And so I gotta pull out Daddy J Will right now. Don't mess this up. Don't mess this up.
No, thanks, man. Oh, man. Dang, you fell over.
Don't mess this up. Hey, because I'm telling you, it's hard to find women that are willing to get down and dirty.
Yeah, man.
You know, if the husband has a vision and they don't quite understand the vision at the moment, but then they rock with you anyway to help you fulfill the vision. That's awesome stuff, man. Yeah. That's awesome stuff. And I appreciate that, man.
Man, I'm saying my heart is full.
Yeah, yeah. So let's get down to it. So I got your latest single. Mm-hmm. Tell the people about your latest single before I give my editorial on it. Tell the people your title and when did you drop this single?
So it's called Hands to the Sky. It was dropped last Friday. And it is, man, yo, my favorite. It's literally my favorite record I think I've produced and written so far. It's just one of those records that's like really giving hope out, man. Keeping hands into the sky. I mean, why? Because, yo, when you live in a life in submission to the one true God, joy is coming. Help is coming. Comfort is coming. Jesus is coming. So it's like if we can live with our white flags up 24/7, the Lord promises that he's gonna be there with us. I will never leave nor forsake you. And if you remain in me and I in you, apart from me, you can do nothing, but with me, you will bear much fruit. That's a promise, man. It's like, that's not an open-ended statement. It's like, yo, stamped, put it in stone. If you stay with me, you are going to bear fruit.
Wow.
All of us. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Not just any kind of fruit. We're talking Galatians chapter 5 fruit.
Yeah, man, I'm saying, gotta have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, man. You gotta have it. It's like life does not have to be hopeless. It doesn't have to be joyless. Those are decisions that we all make. Though naturally that we have hills and valleys and all of that stuff, man. Yo, we don't have to do all of that alone. You don't have to. So why live like you need, like you have to be lonely when there's a God who is offering like joy, kindness. Like, just stop right there. He's offering you joy.
Yeah.
It's offering to fill you full of kindness. Like, yo, if I can walk around with a smile on my face every single day, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Like the morning. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that song is. I'm just like, yo, I know somebody who bridges all the gaps. His name is Jesus. And if you call on him, if you believe in him, he's gonna bring you home, man. And get everything.
Yeah. So walk me through the process of you creating a song. You watching football, you know what I'm saying, or you watching basketball, you watching the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you just sitting right there and you're saying, oh man, he just missed a free throw. Keep your hands to the sky. Like, hey, walk me through this.
Okay. So really, it was one of the this one, though I was like, I was just cranking out a bunch of songs and I was just having a day where I just needed to be creative. I was working on a different record. It was like kind of just wasn't coming out the way I was wanting to. And I just needed to keep on being creative, just keep on trying to push stuff out. And so I go through and I'm literally going through like finding, like looking at different samples and stuff like that. And there's this one, keep your hand to the sky. And I'm like, yo, okay, cool. Now I'm sitting with it. I'm literally just sitting with it. Cause I don't like writing from places that's like just empty or that I don't really feel. But my target, I knew my target. I had been writing a whole lot on the topic of surrendering, of white flag. Just surrendering. And so I just kept that process going. So as I found that little sample, that little vocal sample, yo, it was just, let me call my boy up, throw some keys on this, man. And so just me and the homies just got together, threw it together. At least not threw it together, but like,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, man. Just really sat with the song, put the heart in the song. I already knew what direction I wanted to go to. It was just that one line. And after that, the song was written in like 15 minutes, man. This one was like, literally, I just need to be creative right now. I need to be creative right now.
Let me tell you, the song is so dope.
Man, thank
you. The whole vibe, yeah, the whole vibe and feel. And your vocals are phenomenal, man.
Thank you, man.
You got the goods, man.
Man, did that right here in his room.
Hey, bro, man. Let me tell you. Aren't you thankful for technology?
No, like, yo.
Because you could do stuff. You could produce quality stuff, you know, right there.
I couldn't imagine having to. I couldn't imagine the struggle of folks back in like the 60s and the 70s having to keep the idea in your head until you get to the studio. Like, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yo, I couldn't imagine. That's a struggle. You got like tape recorders right there by you. Thank God for technology, man.
That's insane. So tell the people, if they wanted to find this song, how can they do that?
It's on all streaming platforms, so you can go on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon. You can also go to my Instagram, CalebDotCollins_, and I have a link in my bio. You click, and you can choose whatever platform you want to go and listen to it on. But Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, all your mainstream platforms and stuff like that, it's available to listen to.
So you have a Facebook? You have a music page on your Facebook?
Yes, sir. Facebook, Caleb Collins, and go in there, and you can look at all of that stuff as well too, and you'll see all the content that'll point you back to like all my links and stuff like that where you can find it. But Instagram is CalebDotCollins_. Facebook is just Caleb Collins. TikTok is as well, same as Instagram, Caleb D.O.T. Collins.
Okay, okay. So if somebody wanted to book you to come sing, shoot them an email address.
Email address is going to be calebcollins2000@gmail.com.
But they tell them one more time.
But Collins, so CalebCollins2000 at gmail.com.
Yeah, man, because I'm sure once they start hearing this, and I've been playing it on my radio station, J-Will Gospel Radio, ladies and gentlemen, go to your Play Store and download the Live 365 app and type in J-Will Gospel Radio, and you can listen to 24/7, and you can listen to Brother Caleb Collins and his new single, and you can hear, you'll be lifting your hands up to the sky. I promise you, when you hear this song, it has such a great urban vibe, but with a traditional practical message behind the song. You know, it's urban feel, but it's traditional in its message. Man, kudos to you, man. So how many projects have you done?
So have I done? I've only put out, I think, like maybe 7. But I got like, literally, I have like 25, 30 more on the way. I got another one dropping this Friday. After that, I got another one dropping two weeks after that. I'm working up to an EP, which should be releasing. I'm trying to decide, looking more like June, which will have just like all of my first few records that I put out, more like a storytelling EP. But yeah, not too many so far, but a whole lot is coming out. A whole lot.
Hey man, you said 7. You've done 7 projects that are released.
Yeah, just some singles. Just some singles. Yeah. They all just singles, man.
So I guess, I don't know, maybe I'm, you know, I got the gray hair. You see the gray hair, right?
Yeah, I do.
You see the gray hair. So I'm trying to figure out, 7 minus 1 is 6.
Yeah.
So you owe me 6 projects. You owe me 6 songs, bro. Like, you done know, 7, and I only have 1. And I'm sure all the rest of the projects are just as dope as this last one. I need those, man.
I got you. I'm like, some of them are like a little more pop. I got different areas. I got different, all kinds of different sounds that I'm getting out of me. You know what I'm saying? Come a Little Closer that I'll send to you. 4 Walls I'll send to you. His Loan I'm going to send to you. The Blood I'm going to send to you. You know, I got some covers and stuff that I can send as well. But, yo, just.
Hey, man, I'm just telling you. Hey, I'm already digging it because what we need. So. One of the things that I look for, and ladies and gentlemen, if you listen at this, please pay close attention to the details in which I'm getting ready to gurgitate. When I'm listening to music to upload on my station, I'm listening for something that sounds different, but has good quality. And so a lot of times it goes back to our earlier conversation is when we talked about you wanted to find your own sound. Yeah. You wanted your own musical identity so that you wouldn't sound like everybody else. Because I know several radio station owners, and the one thing that we all talk about is that a lot of the music sounds alike. You know, if you hear one worship song, it sounds like the last worship song. And I had a conversation with a friend of mine that owns a radio station a couple of weeks ago. And he sent me a quartet song that somebody had submitted. And he was like, I don't really know about this quartet song right here. I said, hey, dude, it sounds like all the other quartet songs. Play it. But that's the kind of conversation we have. So to hear you, being inspired to sound different, dude, you've already advanced farther than most of the music submissions that I get on a daily basis. because it doesn't sound, it sounds different, and it's you. It's authentic to your personality, you know. Good job, man.
I appreciate that. I mean, I just, I really try to follow the blueprint of, I gotta give like a lot of thanks to my parents for this, like just for real, just like raising me and like raising me, like while raising me, showing me great artists, man, like all the greats, all the folks who have lasted, all those folks' message, like they all sound different. I mean, yeah. You even listen to India Ari, she does not sound like Erykah Badu. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the greats have lasted for so long because they sound like themselves.
Yeah.
And like, I don't see the value in somebody in myself trying to sound like Bethel. You know what I'm saying? Or trying to sound like Fred. They already did it. They already did it. And Fred is already iconic. He's already did it. I'm going to go rinse and repeat. Nah, but you can take bits and pieces. You can take ingredients. So that's all I'm trying to do. I mean, I talk to my boy Zach about this all the time. I really want, we got to, like, this EP that's about to come out here soon. It's about to be like modern pop. It's like one soulful song on there, but it's a lot of modern pop, and we got one worship record on there and stuff. And I'm always like kind of afraid because folks that are my age, they're used to one category, like just sonically. And I'm like, man, like I hope this hits, man. And so, but then you listen to it, man, like you finish the song. And I'm finding a lot of, I find a lot more peace whenever I go to God and I'm able to bring this to Him proudly and be like, "Yo, I'm submitting this song to you proudly." And if it does what I'd like it to do, cool. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna be happy with my music first, no matter what anybody else thinks. Even you know, my age, younger or older, I have to be proud of this because, I mean. It's me. Yeah, man.
Who else can be a better you than you?
Facts. Yeah.
You know, my little brother is a beast. He does such great music, wonderful music. But his music fits his personality.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm writing music and I'm producing music, it has to fit my personality. And that way people will appreciate your music more. Because it's you.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm trying to sound like Hezekiah Walker or John P. Key. Mm-hmm. I'm Jay Will.
Yeah.
And that's what people expect. People expect to hear Caleb.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want, you know what I mean? They didn't call you to the church to sing so you can sound like Jonathan McReynolds.
Another legend. Oh my goodness. That dude is a legend.
Yeah, man. The brother can go.
Man.
But that's not your personality. His singing style fits his personality. So like, you know, other people like Michael Stampley, those cats are, you know, iconic in the gospel, you know, praise and worship set. But that's them. They found their personalities and you found yours and it's definitely working and I'm just happy for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you so much.
In pursuing your musical endeavors, though, there's always those times that are rough. Tell me about a rough time that you had during this process of producing these records.
Trying to find the right musicians that I want to play alongside. Man, I've wasted a few hundred dollars, man. Nah, yeah. I say a few thousand. I'm not even cat, man. My wife knows. We've talked about this, and it's been a struggle because I want it. It's like it has to sound pristine. It has to last longer than me. And some cats, man, you know, they're not really as tenacious as I may be. And they may lag behind a little bit, And, you know, I've had one cat, man. I get it. You know, life is busy. Like, life happens. And bro, you can take like an hour or two, like to get me the cut that I need for whatever specific instrument, you know what I'm saying? And so I do my best not to be dishonorable. And I'm just like, bro, thank you for the work you've done. Boom, I'm still pay you. And I'm just not gonna work with you. I'm just not gonna work with you again. And that's kicked me in my behind a few times. But when I found, you know, folks like, yo, like when folks like Zekka, who is cold, like my homie Zekka, my best friend Zach, who was amazing, my other homie Harrison, who's dope. You know, it's just like I'm just after this really going before the Lord and being patient and having to really learn the craft myself so that I can fill in all the gaps. Like, Hands to the Sky, though there were some musicians that played on it and stuff like that, yo, like, that was done by me, man.
Wow.
And I'm able to send it, and then I'm able to put the record all the way together now through all that rough time, through all that rough stuff, and I'm able to fly it over and be like, yo, send it to my boy. All right, can you mix and master this? He's so excited about it. He's like, yo, I got an idea. Can I please do something? Bro, yes, go ahead and try it, bro. If it's whack, we're not going to do it. But go ahead, try it real quick, bro. Let's see. Yo, the outro is crazy. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's use it, bro. Let's mix it and master it. And so it's just been about, and then also, can't listen to everybody. There's so many people who want to give, like, so it's like there's so many people who want to give advice, and though I am like, I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for that, that you would think so much of me that you want to give me advice and help me along. Also, it's just like, man, you've never been there. You have been there. So I can't really take to heart and put a pen and paper to everything you're saying. I mean, it sounds awesome. But yo, are you really paying attention to what is actually going on in music of today, or are you giving an old blueprint that I already know about? You know what I'm
saying?
Right,
right, right.
So, and that's like, so I've lost money really doing this, and because I believe in it, and my wife as well, she's like, yo, it's okay. Keep going. And she's pushing me to just like learn how to like complete every single record. Complete the record, and I go to my homeboy and we put our heads together. How can we make this better? Like this? Cool, let's do it, bro. And so, yeah, man. Trial and error.
Yeah, I feel you. It's difficult to try to find cats that will understand where your mind is musically.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. how I feel about it and what groove I'm really looking for. Sometimes it's kind of hard to translate it to people who have been groomed to just do it one way. And so yeah. Sometimes when you think outside of the box, it is harder to find people to collab with, man. I know. I'm with you, brother. I mean, I've had the same issues, man. For real, this is a funny story. So I sent a track to a fella in America. We won't say where they're from, but I sent a track to a fella in America to lay drums. And when they sent me my track back, they changed the click track that I had in there.
See, man, I ain't asked for all that, bro.
I just asked you to lay drums.
I just asked you to lay drums.
And they did it. They changed the click track, and it changed the whole feel and the flow of the song. Now what he did was good, but it wasn't the feel I was looking for.
Right.
To the point to where I just put the song on the back burner and ain't touched the song in like 4 years. I was bitter. Oh. It's like, man, this dude don't put this poison in my music. So I feel you, man.
It's crazy.
So to work, crazy. Yeah, to work with people, you know, who you trust that are going to feel your vibe. And the more you work with those people, the better your music is going to get. Because, you know, you know, George Clinton and Parliament, I noticed, you know, George Clinton and Parliament, those guys were working together for so long. James Brown was working together so long with those cats, you know, because he was talking about, give me the downbeat. They already knew where to go. They knew what that meant. They knew what that meant. And, you know, and that's a beautiful thing, man. So, you know, you keep grinding, man. Like your wife said, don't stop, man. And the Lord's going to give you, you know, more depth to what you're doing so that you'll be able to do all this stuff yourself. Yeah. Like I only have a couple of cats that are allowed to lay tracks for me.
Man,
you know.
Yeah.
It's like, organ keys and auxiliary, I'm laying that stuff myself.
Oh, that he's on an organ? Dang. What?
Man.
I'm not playing with you.
Good, bad. You know, some people say it's all right, some people say it's bad, but if the organ on my tracks on my music that I release sounds bad, so what? It's mine.
It's mine, man.
If it sounds bad, it sounds bad. If it sounds good, it sounds good. But I did it myself. Nobody else to blame but me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
You know?
Yeah, man.
But
I'm starting to learn that like your serving folks, you gotta work with it small. Should be small.
Bruh. Some people I work with is small. But, man, I really appreciate your time. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to hit me up at LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com. And you need to get this new single. Tell them again how to get this single, sir.
All right. You can go to my Instagram. You can go to my Instagram, CalebDOTCollins_, TikTok, CalebDOTCollins_. Facebook will be just Caleb Collins. And it's on all streaming platforms to go listen to. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to keep our hands to the sky. Ladies and gentlemen, don't hang up, sir. We want to rap to you a little bit more after we get done. But ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord God bless you. Oh, wait a minute. Don't wait till you get sick to go to the doctor. Get yourself checked out. Get your A1C, blood pressure, and cholesterol, all that good stuff checked out. And don't wait to get life insurance. Make sure that you don't leave your family strapped in case something happens to you. I'm a vegetarian, so I won't be buying your chicken dinners. But I know some people that like chicken dinners, and we tired of selling chicken dinners, trying to pay for your funeral services. Get some life insurance. If you don't know anybody, I know some people. I promise you, I know some people that sell insurance that can help you out, whole term or whole term life insurance or whatever terms they got. See somebody. All right. Until the next time, may the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, and may the Lord God give you peace.